good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is 36 past the hour, and hey, if you're voting today, we are so proud of you. That's a really big deal. Yeah! Get out there and vote or die or rock the vote or, I don't know, do something. Go out there and exercise an amazing right that you have here in the good old U.S. of A. That's what this lady did. This is a story about an 82-year-old Texas woman named Gracie. Kind of a sad ending, but I think it's a good overall story here. She went out and she voted for the first time at 82 years old and then died after battling pneumonia. She went there, though, with her oxygen tank. This lady was breathing pure oxygen, barely alive, just an older woman in life. But just hours after voting for the first time last week, she cast her ballot in Grand Prairie, dragging along her portable oxygen tank. Her granddaughters, she said she wanted to inspire them and others by voting and, you know, being a busy family life. And, you know, kind of, she says, I guess she had a more traditional role back in the day, which I guess women could have voted, but maybe she felt like, oh, my husband will take care of that. I don't need to vote. He'll pick a good candidate. Liv's like,
no, that's how it was back then.
Yeah, but she said that's why I delayed her vote. And here's her family kind of talking about it. And then she's at the very end. You can hear how frail she is, but she still voted and was so happy.
She kept telling everybody, I'm voting, and I'm going to vote this year, and my vote counts. My aunt took her with the portable oxygen tank. And the poll people were very kind, and they met her out at her car.
I voted today.
Aww. You voted, Mom. Now we got to get you home.
Yeah, wow. So, I mean, it's sad. She did pass away, 82. That's a nice long life on this earth. But I think it's amazing to vote. Do you guys still remember the first time you voted? Do you remember, not who you voted for, but do you remember the experience? Because it was such a big deal to me. Like, I thought it was so cool. Porkchop, you're looking at me like, oh, crap, did I ever vote?
No, I voted. I just, I voted once. And I'm 30. I got quiet.
Oh my gosh, dude. You're making me so angry.
Well, okay,
hey,
you know
no
what? Wait.
Judgment.
Yeah,
let me defend
myself. In the past 6 years, I've lived in I don't know how many different cities. And it's literally, I don't know, almost impossible. Once I settle, like, I'd like to settle.
Okay, I get that. I get that. You have moved around a lot.
Like a
so
lot.
I kind of get that. Also, I have people tell me that they're like, I'm uneducated, so why would I vote? And they're like, I know I'm uneducated. I know I don't pay attention to politics. I have no idea what's going on in this election, so why would I vote? And at the same time, like, I'm going to vote. But I'm making an educated decision. I know who I'm voting for. I know why I'm voting for them. I also know people that the week of voting, they read up on it and they research it. But I know some people that don't. And I kind of, is that right or is that wrong to not vote, but you're uneducated? What do you think, Joe?
It's wrong. You should educate yourself. Do you know
if you are uneducated,
then you should educate yourself. Like, how do you not? Like celebrate. Like, it is so cool. Like, I was there outside. I did early voting with my wife, Lindsay, on Sunday. We're out there, Washington Township, just right over there off of Keystone, doing our thing. And it was a fast line. We were only in line for 40 minutes. It was so cool. People, white, black, young, old, fat, skinny. No, everything seems so divisive, but it was so cool. It's all coming together to exercise an amazing right to vote. And a shout out to everybody that's out there right now. It was so cool, Liv, to see this young boy go up, and he was voting for the first time. They're like, first-time voter, and everyone's like, yeah!
Oh, that's so cute.
It is. I mean, no, it makes sense. You're right. I don't want somebody just to blindly vote, like, well, they're this or they're that, so I guess
right
I'll vote for them. But it's like, oh my God, how do you not take
one hour
out of your Netflix binge and research your candidates? Find out what's going on locally in your community, like for your school, for everything. That stuff's so important.
Yeah, and, you know, to defend myself, I have done a much better job at educating myself, you know, and getting familiar with, you know, terminology and understanding the primaries and watching debates and things like that. I actually went to what you'd call it, a rally, right?
A rally.
Is it a rally?
When people get together.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you. So I lived in Portland, Oregon, and Bernie Sanders came to speak, and I watched him speak, and I was actually very impressed with what he had to say, you know? And I'm really glad that I went. It was a cool experience.
Well, see, and I totally get that. I love voting, and I think anytime I go to vote, it honestly feels like a little bit magical to me, and I'm really not that into like, I am into politics enough to, like, make an educated decision, but it's like my life is not politics. After I vote, it goes dormant for a while until, like, the next time to vote again. But that's how it should be. That's why it's every 4 years. That's why it's not all the time. And because your life shouldn't be revolved around politics. Well, that's why there's governed officials and why there's civilians. But so I do. It feels like a little magical and special every time you go to vote. And I remember my first time going to the voting polls when I was a kid with my mom and seeing the long, long, long line, but seeing all these people from our community that we knew. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so special. It's such a big deal.
And I really do feel like there's a lot more pressure now.
Yeah.
So, and I feel bad that I'm not, I mean, I just moved, so, like, I'm not registered to vote.
Okay, that's
here.
Different. I didn't realize that. Yeah, because when you move in radio, if it's hard to stay in one spot, you half the time miss stuff, you're not registered. I get that, but you're saying if you could, you would vote. Like, you can't vote here in Indiana today because you just got here.
Right.
But you probably voted back in Michigan where you're from.
I mean, I could have. I mean, I should have.
Oh, come on,
Garrett, we were registered.
Pork chop. We were giving you the benefit of the doubt, pork chop, and then you just ruined it.
Hey. Man, you make me so upset.
No, do not give me any shade, because I mean, Job, the first thing you said is this lady here had exercised her right to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're exercising anything anytime soon.
Oh, you're so funny.